Would like to start it off. Kate?
Mike, any ideas why in the last seven games and 10 out of the last 11, the home team has won in the series between two teams that see each other all the time and shouldn't be affected by home field one way or the other?
It is hard to explain. I really can't explain it. I just know when we play Kansas City, it's always a very physical game. And, you know, just like when we went out there last year, we had a chance to pull it out there in that fourth quarter, and we let one sneak away. But it is hard to explain.
Who's a tougher running back to face, Larry Johnson or LaDainian Tomlinson?
It all depends which day.
How about this Sunday?
Well, I'd say since we're not playing LaDainian, I'd say Larry Johnson would probably be the guy.
Has Heward shown you anything on film watching him?
Well, I just know he's 5-1 as a starter, you know, so he hasn't had a lot of opportunities, but when he has played, he's played well.
You think he being rusty will help you now, I mean, having not played in a few years?
Well, you never know how a guy is going to take advantage of his opportunity. He's been in the NFL for a long time, and he's been with a very healthy quarterback. You know, he's with a very good system, and they feel very good about him. So, you know, that's how guys get their opportunity to become starters. We've had a bunch of guys in the same situation, not necessarily at the quarterback position, but running back position and other positions on our football team. We're just hoping he doesn't get hot against us.
When you look at paper, these guys, can you see a change from the coaching regime of a year ago to the new coaching regime?
You know, I really can't, you know, because the same offensive coordinator, and Mike's, you know, and I shouldn't say the same offensive coordinator, but the same guy on the staff, offensive line coach, and Mike Solari a year ago, he's the offensive coordinator. It looks like from a formation standpoint and what they're doing with shifts and the running game, basically the same. And defensively, with Gunther Cunningham being a defensive coordinator, you know, Gunther's always been a very physical guy. He switches things up game by game, but always plays very sound. So very similar to what they've done in the past on both sides of the ball. Oh, I think not only who they were playing, but I thought the conditions, you know, it looked like on film, I mean, that rain was really coming down. It's really hard to you know, generate much offense on either side of the football in those conditions.
What do you think Courtney Brown's going
to do? I don't think so. You know, he hasn't made strides like we were hoping. I'd just say it's kind of week by week now. He just, you know, I talked to him this morning, and he feels like there hasn't been much improvement. He's tried to push it. He's been getting treatment every day. So we'll just kind of keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully sometime, you know, during the season, you know, he comes back and he's ready to go. But right now, I would, you know, I'd put him as doubtful.
Would you think that it probably makes sense to keep him on next week, too, with the buy after that? And maybe we're looking at the first 4 weeks now. Is there a chance next week that you're playing?
Yeah, that's what we have him as doubtful. You know, there's a chance, but right now, you know, he's sore. That's why we have him as doubtful. We thought he'd have a chance to go last week. He wasn't able to go, and he just doesn't feel like there's a lot of improvement. So if he improves here in the next couple of days, there's an outside chance. And if we put him as, if we thought it was a 50% chance, we'd put him as questionable. I won't go down that road.
What does Johnson do that most other running backs can't do in this league?
Well, you know, he's a great running back. And any time a guy gets 1,750 yards and starts just half the season, that's pretty impressive in itself. But, you know, having him in the Pro Bowl, I like the way he handles himself. You know, he's a pro. You know, he's kind of a quiet demeanor, but you can see he's a hard worker. I think the guy's got a lot of character, and I'm happy for him, you know, the way he's playing. I'm just hopefully he doesn't have a great game against us.
What were your impressions of Gonzalez?
Same thing, you know, reason why he's accomplished what he's accomplished is because of his way he handles himself, character, and his, you know, God-given talents. But he's a difference maker.
Like, how confident are you in Paul Ennister now? Maybe compared to a year ago, after seeing him in four preseason games,
like, well, it's, you know, it's a continuing evaluation process on Paul. You know, very early in his career, played good in preseason, an average game against St. Louis. I'm just hoping he gets better and better. Anything else?
How much better is that Kansas City offense? I mean, they got blown out, but they only gave up 236 yards in the game. Kansas City defense, I'm sorry.
Well, they're very physical. You know, they've got a few acquisitions through free agency in the draft, and those guys are playing, and you can see a big improvement over last year.
How confident
confident are you that Jay can bounce back this week?
Well, I'm confident. You know, Jake has bounced back. You know, it's always tough when you go through, when you, you know, you don't play one of your better games. But you got to acknowledge the fact, look at what you did poorly, and present it with the same situation, hopefully not make the same mistakes. But you like people that are accountable. They understand they didn't play one of their better games, and they go on.
Thank you.